You're listening to SBS News.
A special red glow can be seen in the night sky, coming from Sydney's Opera House and Melbourne Cricket Ground. The iconic Australian landmarks joined more than 200 others around the world at the weekend to mark the 50th anniversary since the first Special Olympics were held. In Chicago, where the event was born, an inaugural Unified Cup is being contested. It's the first time people with intellectual disability have taken to the field with and against those without any disability. The Chief Executive of Special Olympics Australia, Corinne Strauss, explains.
I think the biggest change that Special Olympics has made is that it has provided a platform for people with intellectual disability to be made visible, to be included, and to actually demonstrate their ability and not their disability, thereby giving the rest of the world an opportunity to engage more positively with them.
One Australian looking to make an impact at the next Special Olympics World Summer Games is 18-year-old Leighton Lloyd. Lloyd, who has a moderate intellectual disability and autism spectrum disorder, will compete in track and field. He'll join more than 7,000 athletes from over 170 countries in Abu Dhabi next March. Leighton Lloyd already has a collection of gold medals, won at the national titles in Adelaide this year, and knows that a lot of training goes into succeeding on the world stage.
So I train 3 to 4 times a week for like 1.5 to 2 hours, and then do a gym program once, usually a week, sometimes twice.
Australia's athletics assistant coach Mark Ferguson has seen Leighton Lloyd's progress in athletics.
Leighton's about, you know, getting out there, doing his best and competing in a sport that he loves and he enjoys. And Leighton will go far. This is the first that Special Olympics has seen Leighton on a big stage, but I'm sure it's not going to be the last.
While major sporting events like the Special Olympics are great at highlighting ability over disability, stigmas continue to exist in society, showing that more work needs to be done. A recent survey conducted by the Special Olympics found 6% of respondents had never come into contact with a person with an intellectual disability. That's despite more than 500,000 Australians identifying with the condition. Corinne Strauss says more visibility is the key to change.
The reason I think this is happening is that intellectual disability is invisible. And for those who are not familiar with it, it's awkward, it's confronting, and they try to avoid it. In actual fact, it's completely the opposite. People with intellectual disability provide more joy and more inspiration than many of us mainstream people. So I think it's the invisibility of it and the unknown.
Laurie Lewira, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.